Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
You know, predicting the college football playoff results, that's easy. It's also old hat. Like, we've already done that yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
So, why not get down to the nitty-gritty, down to where things really matter, when it gets real? We're doing the wire-to-wire best Christmas movie ever bracket, and it is happening right here, right now. Oh, you do have Christmas music.
You got a little Christmas music in the background, baby.
So we are in the second round.
Yep.
Some of these movies are facing movies that received first round buys.
First round buys, yeah.
Because they're great, right?
And you
couldn't risk it.
Just so you know, all of these came from Utolos on the Facebook page. So these are not Diesel and I's suggestions. These eight matchups to advance to round three. There are no more buys. Round three, we'll get it down to four games, and then we'll be in the final four.
Okay. Are you ready for this, Cole?
All right, Tolos.
Are you Tolos ready? So 71307 is the number. Make sure you start your text with the word fan. We're opening up the voting for just a very narrow window of time, so you can't dilly-dally.
That's ridiculous.
You got to jump in here, okay? Round number two, matchup number one, Elf versus Frosty the Snowman.
Ooh, that's
Elf
easy.
Versus Frosty the Snowman. Now, you're talking about the classic Frosty the Snowman movie, right?
That's right.
From like the 1940s, it looks like.
Yeah, what? It's a good one. Here's the deal. I think I got burnt out on Elf, so I don't watch Elf at Christmas. I just don't. So it's Elf, Frosty. I guess I would go Elf, even though I'm not a big Elf.
You're burnt out on it.
I know, but I don't like Frosty.
What?
I don't like Frosty.
What?
I don't like it. He's not good.
You got so much recency bias here. It's unbelievable. It's Frosty.
I don't like
Frosty. It's a timeless classic.
I know. For whatever reason, I'm not a fan.
I mean, Elf had a human walking into. He was creeping on the girl in the shower scene. He had a shower scene. He's creeping on. Okay, that's it.
All right,
that's
more.
It. No more votes. That's
look
no more
at
votes.
The text line.
Let's see.
Oh,
I'm seeing two for Frosty. There's one for Elf. Frosty. Frosty. Elf. Elf. Let's see here. Frosty
Ooh,
wins.
No.
Frosty just won 4-3.
You're kidding me. Wait one
Frosty
second.
Frosty won.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, my gosh.
By a close margin.
So Frosty won.
And then you and I split, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
What our votes say.
So I'm going to put those winners
How
in bold.
How about that?
Wow.
Dan B's like, seven votes? It was only open for like 30 seconds, Dan.
And here comes more that are coming in late that do not count.
Yeah, these don't count.
Sorry, Texas.
Are you setting a timer for how long these things are supposed to go? I just
yesterday
kind of set off a mental timer.
Yesterday, it was like, so I just called it because, I mean, there were so many coming in.
Okay. Okay, Cole. So Frosty the Snowman advances past Elf.
I'm shocked.
How about that? A tight race. This one's going to be difficult for you, Tolos. I hope you're ready for this. We're going to give this one a little bit more time because I feel like the votes are going to be massive on this one.
Yeah.
Home Alone versus Die Hard.
And that's the first Home Alone.
Home Alone number one.
Yep.
Set in the McAllister's home versus Die Hard.
That's a no-brainer for me. Home
and
Alone wins every time.
Go. 71307. Start your text with keyword fan. We're doing our best Christmas movie bracket. Which one is better, Home Alone or Die Hard?
It's not even a question. Is Die Hard that good of a movie?
Yeah.
It's not as good as Home Alone, though.
It is a great... Die Hard's a great movie.
No.
They even have, like, advent calendars of Hans Gruber falling off of Nakatomi Plaza.
The Tolos are a lot more involved this round.
There you go.
Already. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 already in the matter of 20 seconds. So, Home Alone... look, Die Hard's good, but I just... You're going to be hard pressed to find to get me to pick against Home Alone.
I love Die Hard. It's got Carl Winslow, whose name I can't remember. There's the improbable situation of the limo driver who's getting stoned in the limo, just hanging out throughout the entire movie, has no idea that there's a terrorist event happening right above his head.
It's true.
You got helicopter, but the answer is Home Alone.
The answer's
Home Alone. Die Hard is an amazing movie, but as far as Christmas movies go, Reggie, thank you. Thank you, Dan. I couldn't think of his name.
TB must be a Die Hard fanatic.
All right, and stop.
No more.
Stop. Mike Maine, that's enough
doc,
out of you.
Sport Doc.
I'm a block you, Mike Maine, for those words. Mike Maine just called us cotton-headed ninny muggins.
That's a great line. It's a great line. No more Tolos. No more.
How dare you?
This one's without counting how many I've got. You do Home Alone, I'll do Die Hard. I've got one Die Hard, two, three.
I can't count with you also counting.
Sorry. I think Home Alone wins.
One, two.
Yep. Home Alone. One, two. Yeah. It looks. It's looking good.
Home Alone.
Yeah. You're good. Home Alone wins.
Home Alone advances.
Yep.
How about that? Home Alone advances.
It
over
was close,
Die
though.
Hard.
Just so you know, we had about 18 come in within a matter of a minute.
Let's be real though. Kevin McAllister, that little psychopath that he is, could have taken out that gang in Die Hard. I mean,
sure.
They had guns. They had weapons. They had everything they needed. They don't stand a chance against Kevin McAllister.
No, I'm with you.
Kid, there was something seriously wrong with him. So let's stay right there with Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
And this, again, voted on by you, Tolos. The bracket's based on what you suggested. Home Alone 2, which is the one based in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that also featured a very short cameo from our 45th and 47th president, Donald Trump, versus... Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation.
Bad
Merry
news
Christmas.
For you, buddy.
The bleeper was full.
I got bad news. As much as I love Home Alone, you'll never, ever, ever hear me vote against
Christmas Vacation. You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant. The answer is Christmas Vacation.
Say Grace.
Clark.
Who? Grace died 30 years ago.
God, I just watched that movie like a week ago.
Die blessing. It's so good. It's
Fix
so
the
good.
Newell post. God, it's so
you,
good.
Look, as good as much as I love Home Alone, I'm sorry. There's nothing. It's just, I love Home Alone. I love it.
I don't know if I ought to go flying down that hill with nothing between my head and the ground but a piece of government plastic.
Where are you planning on putting? Hey, you know, that's a good one too. Hey, I like the scene.
I don't know, Todd.
I like the scene where they're in the grocery store and it's Eddie and what's his name, the main character,
Clark.
Clark, and he has the light bulbs in the buggy, and Cousin Eddie just throws the dog food right on top.
100-pound bag of dog food.
It's so good.
Why don't you get yourself something real nice, Clark?
It's so good.
God.
All right, I think that...
Christmas Vacation, woo. Bam. Almost a rout.
Almost a clean
almost
sweep.
Almost a clean
no
sweep.
No surprise there.
Home Alone
right?
did get a couple of votes. Y'all are wrong, but that's fine. Texter says Christmas Vacation is a goated movie. Kevin D. going Christmas Vacation. Reed Atkins going Christmas Vacation. And somebody says, are you serious, Clark? I love it. I love it. Yep. Christmas Vacation has advanced past
so
Home
good.
Alone 2. But hey, Kevin's still alive in this challenge. And by the way, you know that was John Galecki, right? The Leonard from Big Bang Theory plays the youngest son.
No, I didn't know
the son in Home Alone 2.
I did not know that.
Home Alone 2, Christmas Vacation.
And stream, I'm sorry for this, but you won't be able to hear this. This is now our new background music. A little bit of Clark in the background.
Okay, Cole, here we go. We keep it going. Tolos, you're going to have a short window here to get your votes in. Better Christmas movie, Christmas Story versus It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm blasting.
Christmas Story versus It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Go. 71307. Start your text with keyword fan. Which one is the better Christmas movie?
Christmas Story.
And go.
Without a doubt, Diesel. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, get out of here. See, this texter wouldn't even sign his text. He says, I think Christmas Vacation is dumb. Sorry, not sorry. Wouldn't sign
I don't think that's a real text. There's no human being AI. That really says that.
It's got to be AI.
There's no human being.
Christmas story.
Oh, my God. The text.
Yeah.
It's a lot coming in. A lot
soft
coming
glow
in.
Of electric sex gleaming in the window.
Christmas Story is an all-time classic, though. Like,
it is.
All-time classic.
Like, I'm going to be real. Some of those like 20s black and white Christmas movies, dull.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel anything when I watch those. Maybe it's because I'm dead inside. I don't know.
All right, Tolos.
And
we might even call it. Yeah.
Stop. No more votes in this round. 1, 2...
A lot. This one's
8 for A Christmas Story. 5 for It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
So there you go.
Christmas Story
has advanced past It's a Wonderful Life.
I can't get over that one scene. I can't do it. Oh, we got 3. Oh, we got 4 more. We gotta speed it up a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Tolos. Here we go. Madea's Christmas versus Bad Santa.
So
in
again,
this matchup,
these were voted in by the Tolos. Madea's Christmas. It won't make it far, but I will tell you, it is freaking hilarious.
But it's not Bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton. That might be my favorite thing Billy Bob Thornton's ever done.
That's a good point.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Bad Santa is so good. I know some of you won't watch it. Sorry, JD, you can't watch it around the kids. Otherwise, they're going to learn a lot of four-letter words. But Bad Santa, like that came out at exactly the right time. I was in college, so I was very immature then. So this is where you say you're still immature?
Still immature, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But Bad Santa was amazing. And
I know,
Mrs. Santa Claus was hot.
All right, let's see. I see. Oh, I think this one's a clean. Ooh, no, I do see one Madea, but I see
not
Bad
a clean
Santa.
Sweep.
I'll tell you, man, Madea's funnier than Pete. Like, if you haven't seen, again, I don't think it's up there in top 5, but if you haven't seen Madea's Christmas, it is. Have you seen it?
Yeah
it's so it. Good. It's so funny.
Bad Santa wins that one.
Bad Santa
down,
wins.
Going
yeah.
away. All right, we've got 2 more of these to go to the texter who says, God, this is bad radio. You're texting in, man. You're participating. You're a part of this thing. So
bad radio, but we have more text for this segment than we do with it.
Yeah, we talked Mac Brown. We talked Bill Belichick. We talked playoffs. We get like one text on those topics. We've gotten hundreds of
literally.
Text messages on this topic over the last
few
days.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Texter says, Tyler Perry stinks. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Here we go with The Grinch. That would be the Jim Carrey live-action Grinch movie versus A Christmas Carol. A Christmas Carol versus The Grinch. What say you? 71307. Start your text with the word fan. Tell us which one's the better movie.
Guess what? I don't think I've ever seen A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't know. Again, it was submitted by the Tolos. I'm not sure, so I'll have to go Grinch here on this one. Because
That's also a Jim Carrey movie. Are you talking about the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol?
Be. Yeah, must be. Must be.
How come nobody put Scrooged on this list?
That's good. You
Nobody
know what?
Voted
no,
for
no.
Scrooged?
There were no Scrooge submissions.
Wow.
On the And that's a testament to you, Tolos. If you don't like and follow us on Facebook, it's your fault. You should at the Fan Upstate.
Oh.
We've got Grinch, Christmas Carol, Grinch.
It's Grinch.
Kevin D says, this is great radio. I don't know what the other guy.
Thank you, Kevin D.
Christmas Carol, Grinch. Ooh, this might be close. 4, 5. Ooh, Diesel's. All right, let's call this one Grinch wins.
How about that?
2 more.
One more.
No, two more.
2 more to go. Here we go. Santa Claus number 1. That's the Tim Allen Santa Claus film versus A Nightmare Before Christmas. Santa Claus number 1 versus A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, this one's not close.
71307. Start your text with keyword fan.
Santa Claus 1's
no.
No.
A Nightmare Before Christmas is... What are you talking about?
Santa Claus won an all-time classic.
How many times, Cole, have you walked around and seen somebody wearing a Santa Claus movie T-shirt or have a Santa Claus sticker on their car in 2024? A Nightmare Before Christmas is a cultural icon.
It is, but like Tim Allen falling off the roof, putting on the coat. I don't know, man.
It had horrible CGI. horrible
with the reindeer.
No, I'm talking about the part where he like gets like sucked down into the chimney.
Oh, yeah, the chimney, yeah.
It's bad.
Right. It is.
My vote's for A Nightmare Before Christmas. I love that movie.
All right, let's see. We've got Nightmare, Santa Claus. Ooh.
Y'all are wrong.
All right, two more. Uh-oh, two late votes in for Nightmare. Give him five more. Five, four, three, two, one.
Stop.
No more. And Santa Claus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, Santa Claus wins.
I've got 7 for A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've got 9 Santa Claus.
Dang.
Yep. Santa Claus won.
No. No.
One more, though.
Texter wants to know, where's Die Hard? Well, Die Hard just got its ass kicked by Home Alone.
It did.
Sorry, Texter. That just happened.
T Experience, by the way, says, screw the Texter that says this is bad radio. Tell him. Get him out of there.
As
all right,
say.
One more, Diesel.
One more to go. Can Tim Allen make the clean sweep? We got Santa Claus number 2 versus Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad. It's Turbo Time. That movie.
Still Santa Claus, too.
No!
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What is your fascination with Tim Allen?
I don't know. He's funny as crap.
Jingle All the Way is great. He's got a kind of a deadbeat dad, but his dad's going to do whatever it takes to go get him his Turbo Man doll, and then his dad puts on the Turbo Man costume, so now your dad is a superhero?
Yeah.
Come on, dudes. Jingle All the Way.
All right, let's see what we got. We got Santa Claus 2 by John Dog. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Santa Claus 2. Uh-oh.
Turbo Man rules, says the text.
Diesel, this one might be close. This one's getting close. Two in for Santa Claus. Kevin D says, I'll be back, though, says Arnold.
He didn't say that in that movie, did he?
Did he not?
That would be such an Arnold thing to drop, I'll be back in every movie.
No, he didn't say that in that one. You're right. No. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't think he dropped it as a little hint either. All right, you got about 10 seconds left, Tolos. We're going to give you 10 seconds.
Eight. Seven.
Text in.
Six.
Text in or jingle.
Five.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
That is tampering. You're tampering.
Texter says, it is god-awful radio, but I'm sitting in traffic and listened to the whole thing anyways.
All right.
Thank you, Texter.
Call that one. No more on that one. That round's closed. Oh. Santa Claus 3, 4,
put that five, cookie down.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, jingle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh.
Is it close?
Ooh.
Is it one vote difference?
You might have to do this one during the break.
One. Let's come back with the exciting conclusion of this round of voting.
We're going to have to get this one
when we come back from
break. This one's tough. This one's tough. We'll get the results for this one during the break.
Close to call, as they say in political parlance.
Too close to call. We'll have it for you next, and no cheating going on during the break.
Anything north of JB's text doesn't – JB, he's not texting in a vote. Sorry, this last voter, that doesn't count. We already said stop.
All right, Tolos, on the other side, we'll have the results from that and audio head-to-head, two clips of audio. Diesel will decide who wins next.